Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Surprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
With the sound profound, similar to rounds spit by Derringers. You're in the terror dome, like my man Chuck D said. It's time to dethrone you clones and all you knuckleheads. Cause MCs have used up extended warranties, while real MCs and DJs are a minority. But right about now, I use my authority. Cause I'm like the wizard and you look lost like Dorothy. The horror be when I return for my real people. Words of split wig hitting like some double desert eagles. Sporting caps pulled low and baggy slacks. Subtracting all the rappers who lack over premieres tracks. Severe facts have brought this rap game to near collapse. So as I have in the past, I will back. Dropping lyrics that be harder than sex and candle wax. And one-dimensional MCs can't handle that. While the world's revolving on its axis, I come with mad loving plus the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this. So many people searching for false bliss. I'm here with the skills you've missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone. Sort of like the master builder when I make my way home. You know my seed.
You know my seed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live.
To the beat, y'all.
The beat is sinister, primo makes you relax. I'm like the minister, when I be lacing the wax, I be bringing salvation through the way that I rap. And you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through worldly problems, I got the healing power. When the mic's within my reach, I'm feeling more power. Stealing at least 3 minutes of every rap radio hour. It's often easier for one to give advice than it is for a person to run one's own life. That's why I can't be caught up in all the hype. I keep my soul tight and let these lines take flight. The apparatus gets blessed, and suckers get put to rest. No more of the unsure, I got the cure for this mess. The whackness is spreading like the plague. MCs lucked up and got paid, but still can't make the fucking grade. How many times a wannabe is gonna lie? Yo, they must wanna fry, they can't touch the knowledge I personify. I travel through the darkness, carrying my torch. The illest soldier, when I'm holding down the fort. You know my seed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live. You know my seed.
Let them know, do your thing.
You know my stage.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live. You know my stage.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live.
The mic.
On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best yet. Some punks ain't paid all of their debts yet. Trying to be fly, riding high on the jet set with juvenile rhymes, making fake ass death threats. Big deal, like in Vogue, here's something you can feel. Style's more tangible, an image more real. For some time now, I've held the scrolls and manuscripts. When it's time to go all out, you be like, damn, you flip. Now I'm sick, fed up with the bullshit. Got the lyrical full clip, giving you a verbal ass whip. Don't trip, it's the gifted, prolific one, known as Ballhead Slip. Why is the press all on my dick? My style be wilder than a kamikaze pilot. Don't try it, I'm about to stop more than a friggin' riot. Styles unsurpassable, and knuckles that suckers, yo, the motherfuckers are harassable. So I be speaking from my parables and carry you beyond. The mic's either a magic wand, or it gets tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb. Then I grab your palm, no pulse, you're gone. And if you thought we lose our niche in this rap shit, you way wrong. I stay up, I stay on, shine bright like neon. Your song's pathetic, synthetic like rayon. Fat beats they play on, one dope rhyme put me on. Word is bomb. You know my seed.
Barney, my name in the Dills, Nick. My homeboys told me drop her cause it would be to my benefit. She used to say I'd better quit hanging with those derelicts. Romancing is my thing, but I can swing with no scheming hoes. Wherever my Beamer goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up. As my vocals give thrust, I bust my rhymes first. Never chasing a skirt, do much work while other suckers need more time to rehearse. Now back to the ex-girls, ex-lovers, ex-friends. It made me mad to find that she was only after my ends. She phones me and goes on about her new life now. I wish she knew right now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fights. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still I'm getting crazy calls, my ex-girls got balls. Don't wanna play the field, cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I are the past, they love me. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm on with the next girl.
This girl's with so good.
Next.
This girl's with so good.
Next.
This girl's with so good.
To buy me fresh dip gear, like to have me near, cause of my savoir faire. The time we shared was brief, cause I needed relief from her high class antics and all her conceit. Now she's crying wolf, and I like don't wanna hear that. I told her the bare facts when things started out. She whines and she pops about how I did her bad, yo. But she tried to buy me, even tempt me with the honey. I fell for a sec, cause the clothes were real fly. I could almost feel I would give in to her whims. Her thoughts were erratic, sporadic, crazy in nature. I told her, hey, look, yo, I can no longer date you. Tried to pimp me with bank and fell short, your shit sank. Many thanks for the time and the watch and the link. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Enough respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm straight with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Supermarket and gave her your number. You asked her how's my sister, then asked her how's my brother. Didn't ask about my father, cause you know he ain't like ya. Every time I left for your crib, he'd really get hype. But the advice you used to give me makes much sense now. I can't believe I used to let you break my confidence now. You used to ask me why the hell did I wanna live in Brooklyn. You messed up my flow, although you were good looking. Your styling was fly, and this was the problem. Cause back in the day, she had me scheming and robbing to get her things to wear, so when she went to the club, all eyes were on her. And who, me? I just buzzed, caught in between feeling proud or feeling more like a sucker. Had to go undercover, get away and find another. Been in Brooklyn 9 years and been around the world too. I've seen so many fly girls and I knew just what to do. I went from X to the next, took my time with each one. And you know they still love me, so stop yelling me, hun. I went home to see my moms and I saw you at the bus stop. Must I stop? Nah, I think not. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex girl and I'm out with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Yeah, right there, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, Peter Madal right there. You know what I'm saying? Guru. Other group, Gangsta, man, holding it down real big. Y'all already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Had to represent, you know what I'm saying, for some of the fallen soldiers out there. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Just Free Your Mind Friday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what we do right here on Fridays if we ain't featuring an artist. We freeing our minds, basically, you know what I'm saying? Come on through and, you know, pick your brain a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Find out what's going on in your neck of the woods. Basically for the weekend, you know, the weekend come up and then that bitch blow by so damn quick, but come on through, share it with the world, you know what I'm saying? You just chilling, or you hanging out with some friends, special friends, or, you know what I'm saying? You're going to clean up the fucking house for the whole weekend and catch up on the shit, What you gonna do? What you gonna do? It's your boy Captain Smell So Good, Record and Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize, and doing this thing all the way live from FLA, Florida, you know what I'm saying, Tampa to be exact, 813, all the way up to everywhere around the world, man, you know what I'm saying, Washington, all the way over to the Netherlands, Singapore, China, Korea, hell, we fucking everywhere, man, you know what I'm saying, been in Iraq, so shit, we everywhere. Shouts out to Miss Black, back from Iraq, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. And, yeah, that's what we're doing. So, today is one of those general days, you know what I'm saying, where you just upload some new music, catch up on new music and stuff like that. And big ups to Cyanide for popping up off in here early. But also on Tiny Chat. You know, I do a little Tiny Chat on the side every once in a while. And everybody would like to sit around with their webcams and just cam it up. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. TinyChat.com/WDGE Radio. And, yeah, catch me there. If not, you know what I'm saying, catch me somewhere else. Yeah, because it's going down real big like that. So, let me go ahead and get into a cut, because I got some new music for you, coming from my dog Herc. And, yeah, you know, they're going to bring you a new phone. So, I got to upload that real quick. And in the meantime, you know, I'll give you a little music to go ahead and pump up your weekend, too. You know what I'm saying? Let's pump up your weekend.
Oh, brand new now, huh? Brand new song for you. Here you go. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new attitude. I ain't shit. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new. Brand new clique, brand new attitude, now I ain't shit. This trifling girl done lost her mind. Brand new assumptions, now the girl wanna shine. Acting like she got a fucking million in the bank. Acting like a motherfucking shit don't stain. Girl, I seen your type before. Innocent in the light, free behind closed doors. Real nigga, how the fuck you gon' play me out? I'm a OG from the fucking dirt south. Just to let you know your crew can't fade me. Even though you switched out and it betrayed me. And here I am thinking wedding and babies. Your horse ways and your true colors save me. Your bloodline had my ancestors in slavery. And I ain't a dumb nigga, that's why you hate me. You see me grinding for this motherfucking grip, maybe not. You trying to let the next nigga hit. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new attitude, now I ain't shit. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new attitude, now I ain't shit. Sorry that I strike like lightning. Sorry that I roar like thunder. Maybe I should cop the black shades and be the young blind Stevie Wonder. Then we still be kissing and cuddling. You be fucking me like it ain't nothing. Your pipeline beeping and busting. It's your mama on down to your cousin Sarah T. Carey. Father from the car where she was happily married. Dan, DJ, Ryan. Everything you said, I think you're motherfucking lying. Trying to pull a fast one on me. I've been soaking up games since the motherfucking 80s. And since you don't believe in me, you can go straight to 80. You got your brand new car.
Man, I got it right. My hammock in my bed. You know I'm popping bad. Cause man, I got it right. I'm
All right, had some technical freaking difficulties. Shit just locked all the fuck up and shut the fuck down. So had to shut everything down and restart everything. Yeah, I don't know what the hell just happened, but I can tell you we just got shut the hell down. All right, hold on, people. Let's hold the fuck on. Okay. Sade. Yeah. I hear you, girl. All right, what the f*** is going on? All right, here we go. Get checked, people. Get checked. Got the 2010 health forum coming up. Yeah, right. I'll be jumping in on that one. Not. All right, let me, today is Free Your Mind Friday, so basically this is a Free Your Mind moment. Yeah, cause I'm free in my mind, I'm pissed off, this shit just shut the hell down on me. And we're trying to find out what you got going on for the weekend, man, you know what I'm saying? Myself, I'll be, jumping around town with the official, two-man army takeover tour. And, you know what I'm saying, did they thing last night at the Palladium. Good job, you know what I'm saying? And one thing, man, I want to say to the artists, though, out there, you know what I'm saying? If you can't show your versatility, man, and you find yourself the only thing you can do is cursing your motherfucking and your lyrics and stuff, then that ain't showing that you're a true artist, man. That ain't showing nothing about you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these artists out here, they get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? Don't be following the rules. Last night, you know what I'm saying, and if really for this whole tour, it's a clean tour, you know what I'm saying, no cursing, you know what I'm saying, in your lyrics. So if you can't prepare yourself to do a show like that, then what the kind of artist are you? You know what I'm saying? Nobody telling you to be no Will Smith or nothing, you know what I'm saying? But damn, you ain't got to come And to every setting, you know what I'm saying, doing the same song, if you know the damn song is a cursing song. You know what I'm saying? Then you need to learn how to switch your shit up, switch your game up. But you get these cats, man, they act like they can't adjust. You know what I'm saying? They just got to get up on stage. And because they know, you know what I'm saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, you got bitch as soon as it start out. You know what I'm saying? Well, muffle it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Or ish or whatever you got to do to put the clean version of it in there because you didn't make, you know what I'm saying, your show CD show ready. You know what I'm saying? But don't blame that on the venue when you come to it. And me personally, you know what I'm saying? If I heard a bitch cussing, I just wait, you just get shut down. You know what I'm saying? You get the mic cut off. One curse word, you get the mic cut off. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to learn how to come and be able to perform in any and all settings. You know what I'm saying? It could have been kids around. It could have been anything. And if you're not prepared to, you know what I'm saying, to adjust yourself, then what the shit is that? You know what I'm saying? And that's what ended up happening last night. Another thing I didn't like was artists, you know what I'm saying? If somebody comes and you're invited to a show, you know what I'm saying, you need to be a part of that show and stay a part of that show. You don't leave. You know what I'm saying? A problem that I had was the two-man army, you know what I'm saying? They're all the whole thing, the whole reason for the tour, you know what I'm saying? They're the whole reason for artists even getting able to get on stage in these different clubs and venues, but then they don't stay, you know what I'm saying? They do their little fucking bullshit-ass act, get up there, hop the fuck around, you know what I'm saying? And then they leave and shit like they're some fucking superstars or something, you know what I'm saying? And with me personally, yeah, and these episodes are recorded, so I know motherfuckers gonna be rehearing it. You know what I'm saying? But you fuck with me like that, I won't never invite you to another show. It just so happens the MB Promotions put these cats all on the goddamn flyers, so it's kind of hard to take y'all motherfuckers back off now. So we done pretty much gave you, you know what I'm saying, some free lookout. But I mean, in return for that, you need to motherfucking say thank you by staying the whole night. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers hang out and don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? But come there, hang out till your time perform, and then leave and shit. And that's not supportive of other artists. You know what I'm saying? That took the time out to support you. You know what I'm saying? That's just real shit. So I'm just addressing any artist that you know what I'm saying gonna have to come across and hear this. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't worried about it, because like my own boy Ash would say.
Keep up, keep up with me.
They can't keep up with me.
They can't keep up with me. I'm so consistent, homie. I stay on the grind and must be consistent. Look at my juice, I be shining. Like I'm different. Flows ahead of my time. Oh, catch me slipping. You know I'm strapped with the iron. You start to tripping. You must be out of your mind. My team is pissing. I'm like Rakim in his prime. My style's maintaining. Pour you the water, I'm finding. Add the bacon. But I ain't talking about swine. The times are changing. Replacing names from the charts. Been waiting patient. You see the movement is smart. I'm calculating. End up falling apart. It's activating. See, I'm a work of art. I got a fed up. Straight on my back is the city. I stack my bread up. Tell a DA come and get me. I keep my head up. Blowing the smoke from the sticky. They try to catch up. But they can't keep up with me. No. They can't keep up with me. 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 Keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. This kid's the problem, homie. What drugs you on? You know I'm starving. I take a nap after dawn. You gotta guard 'em. I'm a prince like Tayshaun. They call me Harlem. More hits than Barry Bonds. I don't involve 'em. But those who tag along, they try to dodge 'em. I bet they wish I was gone. I make it happen. This is a marathon. Now who's smashing? A boogie bounce on a hall. My chicks
crashing. One of them making me toast, we rose in passing. Another rolling a choke, the one with the accent. She bathed my body with soap, you word some action. I'm feeling shorty the most, I travel with homies. G4 is candy painted, you dudes don't know me. Negative, we can't get acquainted, you cats can show me. Like my style can change, you gotta show me. Who better I can explain it, cuz keep up with me. They can't 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 keep up with me.
Rock Wild on the track. Ashwood.
So hungry, baby. Can you feed me? I just want to eat so bad. So as I walk through the door from a long day of work, can you do a special favor? Now, baby, I'm not trying to be so picky, but girl, I'm kind of starving. Can you feed me? It doesn't matter as long as it's good and it's gonna fill my tummy, and that's all I want. Can you satisfy my needs and I'll return the favor? We can do whatever that you want to do, baby. So your wish is my command. And girl, I got a question. Can you feed a hungry man? Want a full course meal? Don't want no takeout, and I want it in my mouth. Been waiting all day, cause I love when you cook, when you cook in your lingerie. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Want some loving.
Ooh,
can you feed me?
Can you feed me?
Tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me what you're gonna
tell me what you gonna.
Cause girl, I need that special taste. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I've been waiting.
Want some loving. Can you feed me? Cause my appetite is crazy, and I need something to eat. Without you in my system, my body gets weak. Now it's time to switch. See, remember I told you that I'll return the favor, and I always keep my promises. Can I do something to your body that brings you satisfaction? Now it's time for dessert, and I want some ice cream. Can I lick it up over your body? Wanna lick you up and down like a merry-go-round. Cause I love that little noise, girl, that ooh, I sound shouting. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Want some loving. Can you feed me?
Can you feed me?
Tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me what you gonna say. Cause girl, I need that special taste. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving. Want some loving. Can you feed me? Cause my appetite is crazy, and I need something to eat. Without you in my system, my body gets weak.
Can you feed me?
Girl, I'm starving. Can you feed me?
Cause I wanna.
Tell me what you're gonna
get you up.
Tell me what you're gonna make. Good girl, I need that special taste.
Let me.
Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
Ooh.
Want some loving. Can you feed me? Cause my appetite is crazy, and I need something to eat. Without you in my system, my body can't.
Boy. Y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I didn't,
back to the money. Y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit the lick. Get your ass up out that cool. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it.
your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Yeah, the bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I dunk, one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dress, but I rock that red, that purple ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She ain't worth but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher or something. Cause the streets, they really ain't for you. Get saved, they get sins in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with the 4-5. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of the left end up in a 187. When a motherfucker like me, it's just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat, because I'm hungry. Money dog, chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Go tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters. Yeah, I'm looking good on 20 rims. Play you smiling at your ass, hit you on the side. Watch me as I ride by, want an autograph. That shit costs five. Yeah, I love bread, something you can't get. So get your stacks up, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy, ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie. Ha ha!
I gotta eat, 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 because I'm hungry.
Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy's fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
Back to the money, y'all already know my dues. If I get on my dick, then I hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that coupe. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing damn well you ain't really got now. Straight out the hood, hit a lick now, live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Puss legal, but you better put a big gun. Chicken off, get you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got the nigga top, the DJ. See, most of the left's end up in a 187. When a motherfucker like me just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat. Because I'm hungry.
Dudes right there, gotta eat, you know what I'm saying? Free Your Mind Friday. Going down real big. Shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, nigga Deuce right there holding it down. That Gotta Eat, you know what I'm saying, featuring Schulte D. Schulte D came through last night. Represented on stage, you know what I'm saying, did what he did, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. And one thing about it, I'm going to tell you two things for sure. If you don't pay a motherfucking DJ, then you know your career is going to be a no-go. One thing about me, man, if you don't straighten your face with me, you'll see me a million places, you know what I'm saying? But the level of support you're going to get is going to be at the bare minimum. You feel me? And that's just some real nigga shit. Let me, somebody want to say something, I guess. Let's see what they talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, this is the official Two-Man Army and my boy Eddie K chilling with DJ Smell So Good, the hottest DJ on the planet. Come check us out, the Takeover Tour, www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com. Let's get it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I ain't got the song from Eddie K, though. I like his, he got a song called Shake Your Bum Bum. And I like that, you know what I'm saying? Recorded him last night. Y'all will see some YouTube clips, you know what I'm saying, coming soon. You can check them out, you know what I'm saying, doing a real big. Shouts out to Eddie K. To me, when you put together a tour of people, you need to put it together that people with people that can bring a crowd or have the potential to bring a crowd. I probably would see Eddie K. It's rough, you know what I'm saying? Because with the female appeal, I like the female appeal, you know what I'm saying? I like the chicks. Came through from Plant City, you know what I'm saying? Even though they need to put some better clothes on, you know what I'm saying? They need to put some kind of outfits together. And, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about the industry, you know what I'm saying? It's 95% image and 5% talent. So, you know, yeah, you can have all the rap skills in the world. But if you look like a hobo, and they can't put you on stage, and they're going to do a Milli Vanilli to your ass, and you're going to be ghostwriting. You know what I'm saying? They keep talking about ghostwriting this, and everybody, man, fuck a ghostwriting. If a bitch is writing for you, and you ain't using your own original material, use a weak, punk-ass artist, and I don't give a fuck who says or feels what about it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have your own original material, I ain't saying, you know, that it ain't cool for somebody to write for you, but you have to write for yourself first, and you know what I'm saying, to show people the ability that you got skills, you know what I'm saying, and you're versatile and you can handle your own. But if a motherfucker writing for you from the jump, you know what I'm saying, what the hell kind of shit is that? So, you know, a lot of motherfuckers preaching that shit at conferences and all that old bullshit, telling some, yeah, go and get your, I don't get you no fucking ghostwriter. Go and get you some goddamn English books and some pen, pad, and paper, and start writing your thoughts down, you know what I'm saying? And if people like the way you express your thoughts, then there you go. But just because you sound like Lil Wayne, you sound like T-Pain, you sound like one of these motherfuckers, yeah, because they done wrote the goddamn song for you. And that's easy just to go back and just repeat what the fuck they tell you to say, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't got nothing to do with the originality and the music, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't want to be in it for that, and you just in this motherfucker just to follow somebody around, well, you need to get the fuck on out the way. You know what I'm saying? Here goes some more two-man army right here. This is called Get Loose in the Club. Yeah, check them out, www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com or www.myspace.com/theofficialtwomanarmy112. That's 112. You want to check them out. You know what I'm saying?
Can you come ride with Jerry? I'm in the whip doing 80 down. when Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day. I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They having a gangster party on us.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to freedom. Forget the politics, my flow is positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the law, it's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off it, now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face the sentence. Of lifelong vengeance without a limit, to the effect. So don't hold your breath, or you be swimming in debt. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my face and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, they just blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like Ja Rule said! Murder! Murder remix! That's right. It seems like I met you.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on us. So I dig to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep up on my back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slang and tame. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Help us.
Ain't nothing but a doubt.
Now Jennifer Ford is facing, white girl raping. They caught up in the season, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious. Time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom. Cause somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse track to stop light. To stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder remix on the U.S. Murder remix on the U.S. Hey,
Martin Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world. For a symbol, you're a symbol. Your symbolness would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live.
Yeah, man, that song there is based off a true story, you know what I'm saying? Play some little music right here. I'm gonna give y'all some commentary on what ended up happening. And this shit happens every fucking day, man, down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying, and really worldwide. But it's a real problems down here with black folks and white folks for some reason. And I'm telling you, it ain't us. You know what I'm saying? It ain't us. We're trying to keep the peace while motherfuckers just trying to murder us and shit. You feel me? This article comes from, there's many articles out there. But if you want to see the video, you know what I'm saying? It's an 8-minute video clip showing the fatal beating of a teenage boy, you know what I'm saying? And, the video, It shows seven guards punishing Martin, Martin Lee Anderson, by kicking, punching, kneeing, choking, and slamming him while they jammed ammonia tablets up his nose and covered his mouth. A nurse watched him slip in and out of consciousness right as she was standing outside, and the heinous, malicious, and torturous treatments led to his death. Now, and the whole point of this is the seven guards and the nurse all caught on videotape, you know what I'm saying, all acquitted on charges, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the abomination of bullshit that goes on here. You know what I'm saying? Just like last Sunday, you know what I'm saying, on the 12th, you know what I'm saying, I got my goddamn camera taken for legally filming the goddamn police, you know what I'm saying, doing the illegal shit that they do. And that's fuck with the motherfucking residents down here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why people say, well, why you pull your camera out? Because, man, people don't believe. And until they see, seeing is believing, you're going to have to keep putting their ass on blast. And you just got the right one. You know what I'm saying? Now I got my backup camera out for their ass. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so this is why I wrote the song. And that was a dedication to Martin Lee Anderson. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta Party on Us. Big ups to Tupac for the beat. You know what I'm saying? Whoever produced the beat. And you know, it's real serious, man. We got some real serious shit going on, and it has to be addressed, you know what I'm saying? That's just real, man. I don't know, we gotta watch the video though. You watch the video, and it shows everything, 8-minute video, you know what I'm saying, where they surrounded this dude. I mean, this is 2 hours for him getting into the boot camp. You feel me? I mean, 2 hours of him being at the damn boot camp. You know, this is a little timeline on events of what done happened since that day. Wow. Okay, let's see. Okay, January 10th, 2006. The FDLE investigates the death of Martin Lee Anderson. On February 7, 2006, two others complained of being choked at camp where boy collapsed. February 14, 2006, boot camp death haunts family of beaten teen. February 16, tape release showing teen beaten at boot camp. Video shows guards restraining and punching boy. Same day, family attorney skeptical of coroner's conclusion about beaten teen. And same 16th, the autopsy, boy who was restrained at boot camp died from sickle cell. This is what they lied and said now. He died from sickle cell. Not the ammonia tabs jammed in his nose. Not the fact that he was getting punched and kicked live on camera. This is what these motherfuckers lied and said, that he was restrained at a boot camp and died from sickle cell. This is all in one day now. On the 16th, Representative Miller's statement on Justice Department announcement on the Martin Lee Anderson case. Same 16th, the Justice Department opens investigation into teens' boy's death at boot camp. The next day, on the 17th, Florida officials release video of boot camp beating. Same day, new video clips show were very disturbing. Then they also showed the tape. The teen was restrained before dying. This is all in the same day. Mother was outraged by boot camp videotape. And then also on the same day, there was a lot of pictures being taken. You know what I'm saying? They took a lot of pictures. And I would say a lot of incriminating pictures. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So let's keep it moving on up the timeline. 18th, on February 18th, 2006, attention, this is a boot camp. Follow a new crop of boot camp detainees through their first day, a day they lose their freedom, their hair, and learn a little bit about chaos. February 18th, experts say autopsy conclusion not plausible. Experts have questioned the autopsy report that concluded 14-year-old Martin Lee Anderson died of natural causes while in state custody. Also on the same day, unsettling tape does little to settle debate amid disagreement over the cause of a teen's death. The FDLE releases the video of the beating in a boot camp. Same day, Florida youth was beaten by guards, died of internal bleeding. Spain news picks up story. You know what I'm saying? All the way in Spain. Then on the 19th, there was a lockup and breakdown. On the 20th, The Guardian boot camp video shows beating of boy who died the next day. Also on the 20th, boot camp autopsy doctor was questioned before. And then on that same date, NAACP wants Florida boot camp closed. February 21st, autopsy uproar, not M.E.'s first. On the 22nd, sheriff to shut boot camp. The Bay County sheriff says he will cancel the camp's contract in 90 days. Its integrity has been compromised. The same day, the boot camp to close after the beating. Basically, man, leading all the way up to this shit, they killed the little boy. You feel me? They killed the 14-year-old boy in boot camp. You know what I'm saying? Very sad. Happened right here. I was down at the courthouse, you know what I'm saying, protesting, you know what I'm saying, along with Connie Burton and a lot of others, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people went up to Panama City, Florida, you know what I'm saying, to help and have the state sit-ins and, you know what I'm saying, other shows of support, man, because this is just some real bullshit that happened to us, you know what I'm saying. And that was the reason for me making that song, you know what I'm saying. But I want to take a quick little special quick little special time out, you know what I'm saying, to say, hey there, and what's up to Miss Red Shades, you know what I'm saying, been putting a lot of people on your videos, you know what I'm saying, and big ups to all the white folks in the video who ain't scared of Red Shades, you know what I'm saying, and wondering what the hell is this black chick doing with a goddamn camera, running around campus making videos and shit. I thought he was like, what the hell is this? But you know what I'm saying, the video's looking good, you know what I'm saying, so big up to you. And Miss Red Shades is one of our BTR stars, you know what I'm saying, Blog Talk Radio stars, that we've been supporting since her conception. And, yeah, man, we're going to continue supporting her, you know what I'm saying, through all the videos and products that she got going on, you know what I'm saying. So let me go ahead and kick a little something for her to explain who she be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I say, that's Red Shades, man. She's up there in Boston University, Boston College. I want to say that. Boston University, Boston College. I know one of them, two different things. I don't want to be misquoting where the hell she going to school at. But she doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Just finishing up first semester, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, you know what I'm saying? And I borrow $1,000 when you get through with school, girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And right here live, man, on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Reckoning Game Radio, with your host, Captain Smell So Good, man. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating 1 year in radio. We over that, you know what I'm saying? And we into the new season. Well, we got new music, you know what I'm saying? New antics and all that other kind of good-ish. And we still doing the Nutty News, though. You know what I'm saying? That, from misconception, has just been something positive for the show. So that's why we're going to keep it up, you know what I'm saying? So coming up after this song, we're going to get into the Nutty News, Free Your Mind Friday, you know what I'm saying? Trying to find out what everybody doing for this weekend, you know what I'm saying? I'm hanging out. You probably catch me at Club Parking Lot Pimping, you know what I'm saying, located next to Coco's Lounge, and holding it out there, holding it down, my boy Tsunami. And we got it down on the grill, you know what I'm saying, in the parking lot. So, you know, it's just doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into one more little kid up, you know what I'm saying? And this is some new shit right here. It's my homeboy Herc. He just sent it to me. It's called On Dat. You know what I'm saying? Looking for new music from Miss Red Shades, because I know she's up there putting it down. So y'all be looking out for that, too. We're going to have some new shit coming. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And matter of fact, you can Google Red Shades, R-E-D space S-H-A-Y-D-E-Z. Google her, and it'll pull up all her little projects that she got going on, her videos and MySpace pages and all that. And that's like the easiest way to find all the info that you need about a person is just to Google them, and it'll pull that up. You know what I'm saying? And you can check her out. Here we go. Herc.
What's up, partner? I'm going to the bar tonight. I want cups of yike. I want shots of yike. And I want bottles of yike. Go get the owner to tell me something. We tryna spend paper, you actin' pussy.
I'm on that yacht, so you can't tell me shit. I'm on that yacht, so rough.
Shoot a couple dollar hill, I might. Bought a grand in the bar, spend it on yacht. Hit the tripod so I can't run it back.
when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
All right, goddammit, y'all already know what time it is. Shit, it's time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. You know what I'm saying? You can only hear it here first. Of course, unless Goofy Bone has it on his show. And then you'll hear it there also. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get this thing crack-a-lacking, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to start it off in the good old... good old Cap. I really hate Washington people. I'm not saying anything like unpatriotic about it. But Washington, D.C. can go straight to his hell in a handbasket. SEC people, your SEC senior staffers, yeah, they're watching porn as the economy collapses. Yeah. SEC senior agency staffers spent hours surfing pornographic websites on government-issued computers while they were supposed to be policing the nation's financial system. Representative Daryl Issa, the top Republican on the House of Representatives Oversight and Government Reform Committee, said it was disturbing that high-ranking officials within the SEC were spending more time looking at porn than taking action to help stave off the events that put our nation's economy on the brink of collapse. SEC stands for U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. But they are exchanging hand gestures in front of the computer. Yeah, fucking whack off. But that's what your people in Washington doing, man. That's what your good taxpayers' money is going to. Yeah. You fucking like that? Take that, take that, take that. Goddamn government. All right, we're going over here to Stevens Point, Wisconsin. What the hell is in Wisconsin? Jeez. Where a woman goes on a blowgun spree. Okay. I got something you can blow on, baby. Yeah. 41-year-old woman is in jail after police say she went on a blowgun spree in downtown Stevens Point. One of the victims reported she saw the dart shot from a pipe sticking out the window of a black minivan. Police pulled the vehicle over at 9:30 p.m. and found a blowgun, a slingshot, and a bucket of rocks inside. Bitch, what you trying to relive your childhood? Bitch, you 41. Your college days are over with. You know what I'm saying? You read that with a stupid motherfucking white dudes hanging out the goddamn, hanging out the car and shit. These stupid motherfuckers going around throwing golf balls at vehicles and shit at nighttime. 2:30 in the morning. Caught on fucking camera. Y'all some fucking assholes, boy. All right. We're going over here to Bolivia. So we all the way across the world, people. If I didn't tell you, this is news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right. And that's why we over here in Bolivia. Where Bolivia slips Coke. Yeah. Back into Coca-Cola. C-O-L-L-A. Any self-respecting Coke addict knows that the sugary soft drink once contained trace amounts of cocaine. Now Bolivia is putting coca leaves, yeah, in a suspiciously similar sounding fizzy drink, Coca-Cola. Yeah, that's not a typo. The drink is named after the Colla people, C-O-L-L-A, Colla people of Bolivia's Highlands. A batch of half-liter 12,000 bottles was recently sold for $1.50 a pop in La Paz, Santa Cruz, and Cochabamba, which they only need to sell the shit cheap, because once they get your ass hooked on that goddamn coke, you know what I'm saying, nigga, up the motherfucker to $5 a bottle, and you're going to be buying Coca-Cola for $5 a bottle. Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah, I do give out awards here, people. Somebody do some real crazy, dumbass shit. You will hear an award, something, because y'all hear it when it happens, goddammit. But yeah, fuck that, because this goes to the Bolivians, man, for putting coke back into the goddamn coke products. I have friends that have suffered from cocaine, crack addiction, and all that kind of shit. And believe you me, people, it's not something you want to really play around with. You really don't want to know them type of people. But, you know what I'm saying, you got love and love alike, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you can't give up on people who choose to do that dark path type shit. But for the motherfuckers who's putting the shit into the goddamn shit, here you go.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get some Mac Dre in the background so we keep this thing moving, moving, moving. And we're in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Aye, 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 aye. Oh, that's Mexican, my bad. Where man is put on no-fly list while in air. Yeah, a man on a flight from West Africa to New York City was removed from the plane and detained after authorities apparently added him to a no-fly list during the trip. Customs and Border Protection agents detained the man while the Delta Airlines jet stopped to refuel in San Juan, Puerto Rico after an overnight trip from Dakar, Senegal. Now, I'm telling y'all, people, this new no-fly bullshit that they got, all right, I don't give a fuck if you say it's not racial profiling. The shit is racial fucking profiling all the way across the board. All right? Motherfuckers ain't telling you, you know, what's the basis for you even making the goddamn list. They put a goddamn six-year-old girl on the goddamn list. You feel me? So that's telling you something ain't motherfucking right. Somebody's fucking up. All right, well, fuck it. Let's keep it moving. We're over here at my home, well, not my hometown, but down the street, Fountain, Florida, where man is caught stealing angel figurines and crosses. Yeah. On most days, Sarah Hall visits the grave of her teenage daughter, who died Halloween night 2006. She and her nephew, who was like a brother to 18-year-old Blair Hall, went to the cemetery. There, they found a stranger, Daryl Lamb, loading angel figurines and crosses bearing Blair's name from the girl's gravesite into his car. Damn, that's fucked up. And if y'all didn't kick that motherfucker's ass all the way around the graveyard, something is motherfucking wrong with y'all. Yeah, you would have been a motherfucking permanent fixture of the graveyard, fucking me. No, Your Honor, I don't know. I just fucking snapped. And snapped his ass. Alright, let's go on over here to Indiana, because that's crazy shit. Where a man is found, police find a man hiding in a vat of manure. Right. And I probably would have left him there. It's unclear how long Thomas Harvish Jr. had been hiding in a vat of manure, but when Noble County SWAT officers stormed the small barn where he was holed up, they thought they had lost the drug suspect. Police could see the 52-year-old man, just his head peering out from the cesspool, deep with frigid feces. That is some nasty ass shit. And I don't mean that in a comedic way. How the hell are you hiding shit? That sounds a real shitty situation, huh? A real funky arrest. Hell nah. Ah, man, that's crazy. Shouts out to Red Shades, man, for, you know what I'm saying, blessing your boy. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Your presence is always welcome here on the show. That's real. And may you continue all your success at school, man. And, you know, keep doing what you do, girl. Keep doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's keep this thing moving, people. There we go in the background. Let's get some John New up for you. All right. And we're going over here to Galveston, Texas, where Carnival cruise ship lists 60 passengers hurt. I heard about this last night on the news, Bay News 9, who repeats the fucking news 1,800 times a day, the same fucking news over and over and over, goddamn over. You couldn't have missed this story. A cruise ship operator says dozens of people were hurt when one of its vessels listed during a maneuver to avoid a partially submerged buoy that was adrift near Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Carnival Cruise Line says the ship, Carnival Ecstasy, had to make a sharp turn to avoid the buoy. 60 guests and one crew member suffered minor injuries. One passenger stated when he looked out his goddamn window, he could see the water. Yeah. That is showing how much the boat had actually tipped over. I mean, the bitch was dead on its side. So, yeah. Birmingham, Alabama, college fraternity bans rebel uniforms. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A college fraternity inspired by Confederate General Robert E. Lee has banned members around the country from wearing Confederate uniforms to Old South parties and parades after years of complaints that the tradition was racially insensitive. A black sorority complained after a Kappa Alpha parade. Yeah, people listen. I don't know what the hell y'all was thinking. When the last time you heard anything about black folks in the goddamn Confederate army? You feel me? And that's the whole problem behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you motherfuckers give credit to this old faggot-ass motherfucking Robert E. Lee bullshit who didn't do a motherfucking thing if it wasn't for motherfucking brothers, you know what I'm saying, scouting out and really fucking motherfuckers up before you even got a chance to do what the hell you was. Thought you was going to do. And that is why, you know what I'm saying, we don't like that fuck shit. Hell no, nah, fuck you and your goddamn Confederate colors. Alright, anyways, old good old New Jersey. Governor shuts highway toilets, yeah, to save money. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Lavabo, Salado, restroom closed. Governor Chris Christie. That sounds like such a fag name, man. Chris Christie. Wants to shut the last two rest stop bathrooms on non-toll roads in the most densely populated U.S. state after this year to save $270,000. We don't just have the money for the bathroom facilities, Christie's Transportation Commissioner James Simpson told members of the Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee during a hearing on its department's $1.24 billion budget. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy, bitch. You need to take some motherfucking money out your pockets then. That's what all the thing I can know. Yeah. All right. Now, anyways, people, this is the last one. We're going to finish this up, get back into the rest of the show. You know what I'm saying? Free your mind and your ass will follow. Friday or something like that. Yeah. In Pennsylvania, shouts out to bid66.com. Good old Easy Rider over there. Where female officers files complaint over hair color. Yeah. A female African-American officer filed a complaint with the Pennsylvania, with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, saying her captain had ordered her to change her hair color, which she said was purple. When Officer Renee Norman refused, she was twice sent home, forcing her to miss her shift, and she maintained the color was red. Well, fucking right, bitch. Shit, I complained too, you know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? All right, people, well, that'll conclude your nutty news for today. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news, go to www.nuttynewstoday.com. And like I always say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, big ups, you know what I'm saying, Side Nine, for holding it down up in this mofo flipper all the way from the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. And, yeah, well, every time we get into it, man, we, you know, try to get some new music, new thoughts, and new everything, you know what I'm saying? So if you're doing whatever you're doing this weekend, like my brother Netherlands, Sinai, said he probably going to be going out and hanging with a couple of friends, you know, playing some poker or something like that, and, you know, smoke a little something, you know what I'm saying? Do it carefully, people. All right, this is the weekend. At least here in Florida, you know what I'm saying, the sun is heating up. Attitudes began to flare a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So you got to watch yourself, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, just watch yourself. And definitely dodge the fucking police, bitch-ass motherfucking asses. Because, yeah, this time of the day, they do fuck with you something like this.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
It always gets you a good kick in the pants, doesn't it? Yeah, you gotta love that one. Matter of fact, where's some more Richard at? Let's play a little comedy up in here. How about that? Am I in a little comedic mood? I am. How about that? I'm in a comedic mood. Here we go, people. Some good old R.I.P. Richard Pryor.
Take the picture, nigga. You ain't got no flash, motherfucker. Niggas taking pictures his ass off. Ain't shit working. Probably ain't got no film in the motherfucker either.
This ain't cool in the game, nigga.
One of them crazy motherfuckers up there.
Nigga still wearing a dashiki. I know he crazy. Don't need to fuck with him at all.
What? What happened to the hair on my chest? I never had any hair on my chest. What happened to your pussy?
You know what's weird to me in Washington, D.C., right?
niggas. Y'all start voting. This be the first state niggas on. Be DC, dark country. My God! White people! You motherfuckers came anyway, huh? There's like gonna be a lot of niggers there. We better go. You never can tell. They might be having a meeting or something. Them motherfuckers sit in bunches, too. You know what I'm saying? In case some shit start, they be ready, Jackson.
Keep the car motor running. Don't worry about shit. As soon as the show's over, we run right outside into the car. Time's up. Let's go.
And it's good to see y'all out in this motherfucker, though, man. I came from up the front, man. I saw 8 dead white people still had tickets in their hands. You know, when niggas had just run over there.
Yeah. Move out the way, motherfucker. Shit. I ain't seen a nigga in 3 years. Fuck you.
You know how niggas just buffalo their way in somebody. You know, because white people get their tickets early. You know, 6-7 months in advance. Niggas wait to 2 minutes before showtime. And then show up to argue. What the fuck you mean you ain't got no more tickets? I'm dressed. Some white people get intimidated by this shit too, right? Sure, come in. It's okay. Go ahead. It's okay with me, buddy. Come on. Well, what did you expect me to do? I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. And they could be related or something, you know? Some white boys don't play that shit, though, right? They'd be like, all right, cut the shit. Okay? Just cut the fucking crap. Hold on. You fucking ain't right, buddy. I love to hear white dudes when they be cussing too, Jack. They have some beautiful words, right? Like,
yeah, come on, peckerhead. Come on, you fucking jerk off. Son of a bitch, come on.
Niggas be talking about jerk this off.
Come on, jerk that.
Jerk on this here one time. And we'll grab them dicks, Jack. We'll be done. And walking down the street, be holding it.
Hey. What's happening, bro? Ain't nothing to it. I'm just hanging on, you know.
Even Andrew Young, he grabbed his dick, right?
Mr. President. May I speak to you a minute, please? It's very important. Excuse me, Miss Carter. I'm quite sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Bigger than a peanut.
White dudes don't be grabbing their dicks, so y'all don't grab your dick, right?
No, nope, never touch it. No, sir. No, never. I pee-pee with it. That's it. I never touch it. Except in a porno movie.
They be getting it in them porno movies, though. You know, in the corner, in the back. I can't go to porno movies like I used to, Jack, because people recognize my ass now. Hey, Richard Pryor, huh?
Hey, my man, give me.
Never mind, bro. That's cool. No, that's freeze on the handshake. That's all.
Just a little comedy, people. You got to have a little comedy in your life. You feel me? Shouts out to Richard Pryor, man, and RIP to that brother right there. And shouts out to Heavenly Angel. Just got home, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in here, getting ready to get her weekend papa locking, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping. And I got about 30 more minutes, and then I got to get up out of here, people. I got to get up out of here. I am on a Smell So Good come up mission. For the next 3 days, man, I am cutting off everybody. I mean, I'm not doing shit for nobody unless a bitch is paying me. And I mean up front, not wait until I make the money bullshit. All right, I'm not doing that. The whole weekend is all about Smell. You know, I've been giving a little too much of my time and been getting it fucked off, you know what I'm saying, by a few people, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So this weekend, man, it's Free Your Mind Friday. So this weekend, if you happen to be down here with Smell So Good, man, you know what I'm saying, in the area, you know, hit me up. Can't call me on the cell phone because punk-ass police still got my motherfucking phone. So I just say, fuck it. I ain't finna pay no bill on no goddamn phone I can't even motherfucking use. Yeah, I still got my phone, camera, and all that old gay shit, you know what I'm saying. That these whole-ass motherfuckers want to keep my shit. So, got to let a pig be a pig, you know what I'm saying, and do what they do. And I'm going to keep holding down what I do, and that's Reedy Shelby. This is holding down this 40, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, 347-237-5125. You want to talk about what you're doing this weekend, man, because it's always live. It's going down, Record the Game Radio.
What you got to say about that?
Life is different.
My dog didn't vote to celebration. My dogs in jump. Soon as I see him, I'ma let him hit the blunt. Fall to the mall, let my dogs stunt. Then hit the club, get his ass drunk. My dogs in jump.
Around the block, she hold me real tight, putting scratches on my back. Cause ever since I hit her booty got a little fat. Keep pushing, my flow is like I'm in the limelight. Ashwood and HD, boy, get your mind right. She got me locked in, name say Cameron. Go through a phone, you won't pay attention to Cameron. Give you a little game, now tighten up. You think she don't smoke, we bout to go chill. She lighten up, cause I'm her.
I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy.
How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy?
I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy.
I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy.
Just said something semi-interesting, semi-thought-provoking. Why in history, you know what I'm saying, does history show that dogs and cats, you know what I'm saying, are enemies? You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, I remember Milo and goddamn Otis, and shit, the whole fucking movie, they got along just fine, you know what I'm saying? So where is it that cats and dogs and cats don't get along at? You know what I'm saying? They always fight like cats and dogs, you know what I'm saying? Like, where did that start at? Where did that come from, you know what I'm saying? Because they was here before, goddammit, we was here, walking around this some bitch, you know what I'm saying, getting along and shit, and they still here. So apparently they must be doing something right that we ain't doing, and they must be picking up on our bad bullshit, and that is the reason for them acting the way they do towards, you know what I'm saying, other canines or other felines, you know what I'm saying, because it's kind of weird. And I've been in a couple of households where I've seen dogs and cats, you know what I'm saying, living together. And, you know, it's just weird, you know what I'm saying? But then it's a stereotype out there that, you know what I'm saying, dogs don't like cats and cats don't like dogs. You know what I'm saying? You know, so just thought I'd throw that kind of thought-provoking thought out there. Yeah. But if you're a loving person, man, you teach love, you know what I'm saying? Your animals should love to love each other anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're just a hateful motherfucker, then, yeah, of course, everything around you is going to hate everything around you. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. So let's get it to another one here. Who I ain't played in a while. Let's see who we can give some exposure to, who we haven't heard on here in a while. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real quick. Uh-oh. Got the mailman at the door. Hold on, people. I got some mail.
Mail, motherfucker.
Hey, hey. Hey, bro. Talking to me like that? Read this damn, read this news real quick to y'all. Hold on. Let me read the news to y'all.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right, yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Oh, man, I can only imagine that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking cops finding all this goddamn weed, man. You know they just found the big-ass tanker. I read that yesterday. They found this big-ass tanker on a private island and shit that you can only get to by boat. So how the fuck did y'all find out about this shit if you could only get to the shit by boat? You know what I'm saying? Like you just swimming around and just, oh, hey. Yeah, man, I mean, they found, there was so much weed in this motherfucking bus that they done. And cyanide leads to the question of, well, how do we know it wasn't the government motherfucking growing the weed? Exactly. How the fuck do you not know? You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you ain't finna find no motherfucker by this speaking up saying, hey, that was my crop. Yeah, imagine that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Stop making calls, Timmy. Get off the phone.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Y'all got to excuse me, my co-host, you know what I'm saying, little Timmy, he be pushing some of the buttons sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And it just be, you know, you don't never know what happened. He pushed the button, he be running all
time. Timmy!
You know what I'm saying? You have to sit this little punk ass down. Sometimes I got to talk down to him, you know, I be like, you know, Timmy, you know what I'm
saying?
Shut
the fuck up! You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to love the old Timmy, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to love the Timster. And we only got 9 minutos to get on up El Outta Hero. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, I got to get into one of my artists, Miss John New. You can check out at www.myspace.com/John New, the princess. Or www.drakboys, DrakBoyz, princess, DrakBoyz, princess. And you can check out some of her songs, man. You know what I'm saying? She got good music out there. We trying to, you know what I'm saying, get her blowed the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can get on the map. And May 2nd, we're going to be taking this into a whole nother realm. We're going to be at Club Nouveau, May 2nd, for the Florida Sex Symbols. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to hold that shit down real big. So Free Your Mind Friday. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? And now I don't feel bad, Miss PC. I don't know what the hell is going on with Mr. Goofy Bone. I done called him on the phone and everything else. So, yeah. I don't know. So, you know, big ups to him, though. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy out there. You know what I'm saying? And two more songs, we're going to end it up with Goofy Bone.
Hey, John, come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
Shit, yeah, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay, that's going to be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday. And the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't show no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
I need money.
Because I got high. What the hell? Real quick, y'all. I'm on motherfucking YouTube, right, where they show some soldiers standing in the middle of a goddamn, in the goddamn Afghan weed field. Damn. That shit there made me want to join the goddamn military again, re-enlist. Shit. Afghan soldiers smoke weed in the middle of a gunfight. Hell yeah, that's what you're supposed to be doing. If you motherfuckers over there smoking weed, I guarantee you motherfuckers wouldn't be over there mad talking about some goddamn fighting wars and all that bullshit.
Reminding everyone of how dangerous a situation we were in. Some of the Afghans casually walked out into the line of fire. One was very lucky not to have been killed. That bullet struck the magazine of his weapon, blasting it off.
Hell nah. Y'all motherfuckers. Got the bitch high. That's why he did the shit. The bitch is high. See what we do? We make you walk in front of bullets and shit. You don't give a fuck. It's called a mechanism called I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Damn. That was a good one there, boy. Hell nah. Motherfucking troops. Shit. If it ain't military related, I don't want to look at it, goddamn it. We're looking for fucking why you goddamn why the fuck everybody ain't smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Both sides should have to smoke a blunt first. Now if both of you motherfuckers feel like fighting after that, then, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see no goddamn My Color Got High video. Sorry about that. I know the Afro Man, and I really don't like the song or the person, but, you know, I mean, motherfuckers is making money off of Milli Vanilli-ass bullshit songs, and that is one of the songs right there. Let's see. In Farak, Afghanistan. God. Damn, man, look how big that motherfucking bus is. God damn. I wonder what the hell they doing in the goddamn weed field, though. God damn, boy, y'all some stupid motherfuckers if y'all don't cut some of that shit down either, boy. I know I have about 4 or 5 plants. God damn, boy, that shit is over 6 feet, 7 feet tall buds, man. I ain't never seen no fucking weed buds that tall. Damn, I'm going to Afghanistan. No. I was like, damn, this motherfucker going to war just to smoke weed. You're fucking right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Damn. All right, well, good show on that one, goddamn Heavenly Angel. If y'all don't want to see some cool-ass YouTube shows and stuff like that, go to talkbox.com and sign up, you know what I'm saying, for an account. And then you can go to UFO noobs.ning, I believe that's what it is. And sign up, man, and get involved in some interactive chat. Real cool, you know what I'm saying? You meet people from all over the world, like Alexander in Singapore and Cyanide in Netherlands and Miss Heavenly Angel in Washington and Smells So Good in Florida and all these people, man. You meet a whole bunch of people. So go check it out. Sign up if you want to, you know what I'm saying, be into it. And, yeah, just do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're going to end the show with old Goofy Bo and some straight low rockers. You know what I'm saying? Let me go on this. I think I'm going to do an old one. Yeah, I'm going to do an old song that I had on here for a little minute. From Straight Low Records. You know what I'm saying? And this is Straight Low Records with the West Coast Gutters featuring the Gutter Boys. And we're going to be up out the building. See y'all tomorrow for Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. Being right here live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll let you, boy. Peace.
Funny in the West Coast.
plus you the type, yeah, to go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill up on that, yeah. Shit, I'm on the left coast tip with a west coast bitch. You looking dummy, this shit. Pick her up and hit it quick, then drop the trick because you just a vibe for bitch. And you know, that's paper over pussy, man. And every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player's dumber than another ticket. Then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me. White tee, pea coat, and some Nikes. In that double Glock TL, that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Walk better, Alan Rock the Hofstetter. West Coast, and we living like some box players. And down the street, and we're going under the track. Straight love, gutter boys, what you know about that? Funny in the West Coast, making the joke. It's automatic, gotta be a pro reader. Homes, cause yo like watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch the boat some more. Look, zooming out the fence lane with the bad little bitch. We like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go for.
Them lanes on the interstate, North 101, North 680, exit McKee, make a left on White, that's where you'll find me, making that Gouda with them gutter boys, homeboy, thought you knew this, we get to it, handle that business, catch me on the dance floor, yeah, I be gigging, I'm off them blunts, about 5G, that's a whole pack of them Swiss sweets, pour a little vodka with cranberry, add a little ice and I get that feeling, tear it up, mix it up, rolling shots, I only kill beats with tremendo knives.
Yo, bitch.